afroflowradio.com.
Go!
Shockwave sounds good.
Afroflowradio.com. In the inferno? On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with fofo flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show,
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right, so let's start Passion, right?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Passion, can you tell the audience where you're from and where they can find you at on the internet?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan, by way of Philadelphia. They can find me on Rebirth Nation. They can find me on Instagram, Facebook. Everything's the same. The spelling is S-T-A-H-R, Passion.
And where'd you get that name from?
I made the name up myself.
You just you got the word star and passion now.
Yeah, well, my name used to be Thug Passion, and then I changed it because it sounded a little too street. So I changed it to Star Passion.
I understand that. That's cool. That's cool. How long you been doing it?
I've been singing for about almost 30 years.
And your passion is R&B?
Yeah, R&B, rock, pop. I even rap a little.
All right. Talented. I see. That's what's up. So, tell me about, you have a single out right now?
Yeah, I have a new single get ready to come out. It's entitled Number One.
And what's that about, if you don't mind me asking?
It's about all the hating people trying to hold you back, but actually they put you on top because they let everybody get to hear about you all the time.
Okay, I can understand that. That's crazy. So, when people go online to search Star Passion, they can, you have like videos online they can see as well?
Yeah, I have a video from my former EP called 5 AM. It's on Vevo, YouTube, and on some of my websites.
All right. So, do you perform at all?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do a show on June 26th. In Philadelphia at the Philomoka.
All right. How many songs you gonna
be
do?
My, I think about 4 or 5.
That's pretty good right there. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So, are you signed to a label right now? I think it's GI Records, right?
Yes. Very good
How
record
long you
label.
With them?
I've been with them since December of last year.
How did that come about?
A friend of mine gave me some information. I called in, sent my music in, and they loved it. Took me right on board.
That's what's up. That's great to hear. So you say you're from Philadelphia, you said?
I'm from Detroit, but I'm coming out
Detroit.
To Philadelphia.
Okay. Uh-huh. And so how was the, in both areas, how was the music scene in both areas?
Well, the music scene in Detroit, I don't really know about too much because I left when I was a lot younger, but in Philadelphia, it's okay. It's kind of a struggle trying to get out coming from Philadelphia.
They don't have many clubs or something like that to perform at, or whether they don't have local music outlets and what's going on out there?
They have lots of clubs and stuff, but they, they're funny about booking. I don't know why, but
yeah, it's all good. So, what do you think of it? Like, other than like getting, you know, the opportunities in the areas that you're at, what's been hard? One of the hardest things that you have to overcome to be where you're at today?
Basically, just like everyday struggles. Like, it's kind of hard putting everything together to get from point A to point B. But I have a lot of support. A lot of friends and fans that helped me out along the way, so I pretty much overcome just about everything I needed to so far.
I understand that. Well, who are some of the influences that you had when you were coming up?
Oh, Mary J. Blige.
Oh yeah.
She's one of my favorite artists. The stories that she tells, it sounds like it's basically she was living my life. So I got kind of Yeah, she is one of my biggest idols.
Yeah, I'm a fan of hers as well. Do you have? Can you describe your voice to the audience?
My voice is just about just that as like Mary J. Blige.
So you kind of soul to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. So, you just natural talent, naturally, or was it like trained?
Oh, all natural. I've never been in any vocal training or anything.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's amazing. So, what's one of the best experiences you've had while you've been pursuing your career?
The best experience I had, I believe, when I was 17 and I got to open up and sing with Patti LaBelle's band.
Wow.
And that was pretty decent, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty big opportunity right there.
Yeah. And she was there, so that was great.
Of course. So where do you want to take it? Like, what do you want to see yourself at in 7 years?
Ooh, at the top.
Of course.
I want to be at the top of the charts, or at least up there with Beyonce.
I know, right? Collaborating or something, you know what I'm saying? So are you open to collaboration with different artists out there right now? Like, whether they're independent or major?
Sure. Yeah, I'm open for collaboration.
What's the procedure to get that happening?
Well, basically speaking to the other artists and managers and just figuring out the prices and the amounts. And once you get all that together and get your managers together, everything's pretty good from there.
Where can they contact GI Records at?
Excuse me?
Where can they get in contact with GI Records? They got a website, they got a Facebook page or something.
It's Roughneck Talent Entertainment.
Can you spell that for me? Because I know it's got a different spelling.
Yeah, it sure does. It's RRUFSNEKK Talent Entertainment. And it's ENT. Not the full word, just ENT.
Cool. So, the fans that are supporting you, what would you say to them if they're going to be listening? So what would you say to your fans for the support that they've given you?
I would just say thank you. Thanks for pushing me so hard, for all my fans coming out to see me all the time and support, you know, trying to get me in bigger places than what they see me in. I just like to say thank you to everybody and I'm going to make sure that I give you guys the best music.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Would you like to give any shout-outs or make a final statement to your audience?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to GI Records. And, there's so many people. I just, to everybody, but GI Records for the most part, and to God. You know, GI Records, they help me out a lot. Like, they keep me on my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure that I don't quit.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I want to thank you as well, because I know you're on the move right now and you made this happen, even though you're busy, like you say, everyday life issues. We're all moving forward. I'm on the street right now myself, just on the corner posted up. They're like, what is he doing over here? But
yeah, I'm outside walking too.
I'm headed out. I got a destination I got to meet too, but it's all good. So what I want you guys to do is if anything progresses with your career, anything new happens, you can give us a call back and we can do a follow-up interview. We're going to put together a webpage for you that has all this, that has the interview on it, as well as your links and your pictures, and, you know, and so, like, you know, over the years, if you continue to do this, we'll continue to add to it, you know, it's all good.
Okay, thank you, that's great.
Yeah, this is Andrew Nibbs, the owner, CEO of Roughneck Talent Entertainment and GI Records, indie label. And I'm under the basic direction of great individuals like Mr. Stephen Griffith of Griffith Soundmasters Entertainment. Also, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Michael A. Bloom from Solaris Entertainment and Media. And to top it off, I just want to give a mad shout out to Max Heat, man. for giving us this opportunity to bring the Star Passion on the phone with us for this interview. Appreciate everything, man, and looking forward to this great opportunity. Looking forward again to having an interview with you again, Max Heath, and want to let you know that, you know, we love everybody out there. We love all the fans. Thank you, everybody, for their support. Really appreciate it. Keep looking out for her music. Keep looking out for Star Passion, because she's going to eventually get big. We're trying to push her up to the top. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can see it happen. She's got a great personality, and the music is wonderful. So I'm definitely a supporter. I appreciate you guys showing me love. I got mad love for you as well. On my phone line, and my services are always open to you. So if there's anything that you need.
Just begun, and all you bitches hating lets me know I'm number one.